producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, including our pal, the former congressman from Ohio. That would be Bob Ney with Talk Radio News. And Bob, my gosh, there's so much happening. And I think the one thing that's on the minds of so many people, it is like the water cooler buzz, is still the deal with the Malaysian plane. And what are we doing and what's going on with Russia? Now we have this new intelligence that just pretty much highlights the Russian responsibility for the downed plane. Only Vladimir Putin is not saying anything of the sort. Where does this all end up?
Well, you know, they had an intelligence report, and this is all over the place, Kate. The U.S. has said, well, it was not a Russian, you know, missile, but Russia might have been involved. I mean, it's everywhere. Putin just seems immune to everything. He has the support in his home country. Along with China and Russia and Brazil, he started a development bank just in the last week with $200 billion in there. He signed a deal with China for energy. I mean, the guy, it just seems, nothing seems to faze him, period. So I think unless sanctions from the European Union really start to press him, I'm not sure that he's going to change a lot.
All right, so we'll watch. I mean, obviously in Europe they're upset. This thing with the bodies and some of the nonsense that's happened is just incredible. I mean, have you seen anything like this?
No, and you know, I'm sitting here wondering, asking myself, to what benefit, whoever actually did this, to what benefit did they think they were going to achieve?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. If you're the rebels, what does that do? If it was flat-out straight Russia, that doesn't make any sense. If you wanted to even throw the Ukraine in there, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Yeah, we'll see how it all plays out.
They have black boxes, so we'll see what they find.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't know that they're going to find anything, because think of the time. Imagine the missile hits it, boom, what are you going to get from the black boxes?
I thought about that, too. You know, I don't know how much they could get from it.
Yeah, I don't know either. All right, we move on to this. A federal appeals court with a huge hammer to Obamacare on Tuesday, ruling against the legality of some of the subsidies that have been issued to people through the Affordable Care Act exchanges. This is big, isn't it?
Yes, there's two court cases, and the one basically negates the other. Two similar cases. The district court ruled against the White House and the bill, and then the Virginia court ruled for it, and now the White House can do what's called en blanc, which is they ask a court basically above that of 11 people to make a decision, so they may win 7-4 on that one. But, you know, Kate, the press releases, I paid strict attention to it, you know, being a former insider and in D.C., and the press releases, it's like the Republicans had one person write them and then distribute them for everybody. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It Talking
was all
points.
About the, yeah, it was all about how bad the bill is and how it's a failure. And I thought to myself, you know, if they're being gleeful over this, they better think about what they're going to do if this actually goes to the Supreme Court and goes down. You know, you just can't let a certain amount of people be out there and be stranded. So this might be just temporary joy.
There you go, temporary joy. All right, there is no joy when it comes to the situation with Israel, and this is one of the first times that I've heard this. Flights to Israel have been temporarily suspended, and I can imagine that's what's going on with the Palestinians, well, Hamas and the Gaza Strip. Is this the reason why, because of this conflict?
Yes, a plane was diverted to Paris. They found some shells, some shelling near the airport. And I can't remember, even in the worst of this, 2009 or when Ariel Sharon was there and the jihad went full force, I can't remember them actually, you know, diverting planes or not having them land. Israel's pretty sharp about that. And they have that dome which intercepts missiles. So this one's even bigger than the 2009 ordeal that everybody went through.
Yeah. Hey, last one, because you were there in D.C. so much. How about this push the other day? Obama was talking about statehood for D.C. Will that ever become a reality?
I don't think so. I worked a lot with Delegate, well, I called her Congresswoman because she deserves that title, Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. And I was very sensitive to D.C. issues because I had jurisdiction, you know, over the Capitol proper. And we had a lot of conversations about it. I mean, you never say never, but, you know, the district was created so Congress wasn't under a governor or under a state. It's a unique, you know, it's a unique deal. They did relinquish in the sense that they used to pick the mayors, and they changed that. But I don't know. I don't think we're going to see it for a long, long time.
Yeah. All right. We'll watch. You know, who knows? Maybe Puerto Rico gets statehood first?
Oh, I went through that one to the point I wanted to scream. People in our offices every direction. Yeah, I don't know. It may.
All right. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I think the big part of that conversation there with Bob Ney, obviously talking about the border, and that's always huge, but also the fact that the FAA is saying, yeah, you got to avoid Israel, telling American Airlines not to, that they're grounded. They basically cannot land in Tel Aviv. That is a huge story and points to, pardon me, the rocket that was fired from Gaza that hit about a mile from the runway, so that prompted the FAA to say, yeah, no way, for at least 24 hours. And the European Aviation Safety Agency also issued a warning to its own airlines to stop the flights. This is, of course, a handful of days, if you want to say that. It hasn't even been a week since Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was blown out of the sky over the eastern part of the Ukraine, what, 40-some miles from Russia, where the government troops have been duking it out, battling it out with Russian-backed separatists. So the flight suspensions to Israel are now the latest thing. It's crazier. The latest thing in this two weeks and counting conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. And it doesn't look like anyone's backing down. So whatever John Kerry is doing, it's not working. And I don't doubt that there's a chance that this FAA regulation or suspension is the right word for it. The suspension could actually continue. There are still British Airways and a handful of smaller planes are still operating, you know, their flight schedules, but there are so many that aren't doing it. And you think of Tel Aviv and how safe that airport is, but it doesn't matter. Getting in and out of the airport, you know, Delta Airlines, American Airlines, yeah, they're not going to take the risk that that plane, one of their planes, could be next. Even the Lufthansa group suspended their flights to Israel for 36 hours, including, and this is big when they do this, the Austrian Airlines of Lufthansa and Swiss International Air Flights, which a lot of them go there. Of course, the Dutch flag carrier KLM canceled a flight to Israel. So there are some serious problems happening. These flights wouldn't be suspended if there weren't a whole bunch of, I'll tell you, a big concern over what could possibly happen. That spooked more than a few people when that Malaysian plane went down, and then what's happening at the Strip just exacerbates that too as well. How about businessman David Perdue and the Republican Senate primary runoff in Georgia? We're talking about it on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Surprise in Atlanta. Thanks for hanging with me here on America Tonight. The true outsider won in a Republican runoff. You know, when you start to see the ground shake a little bit, it means maybe things are changing, at least in some nooks and crannies. So David Perdue is a businessman. He won that Senate primary runoff, just barely edging out Jack Kingston. And Congressman Jack Kingston. So Kingston told his supporters that he called Perdue to concede and to congratulate him on a great victory. Perdue, so you get the gist of what his deal is, he's a former CEO of Dollar General and Reebok, ran as a political outsider against Kingston, an 11-term congressman who represents basically the coastal area of Georgia. Now, Perdue will face off in the general election against the Democrat Michelle Nunn in the race to succeed retiring Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. So how about that? So Democrats see Georgia, from their point of view, as one of only two states where they hope to really be in the driver's seat for control of the Senate. So this is a key race because Republicans feel like they can edge out enough seats to win control of the Senate. And this is one of those very, very big contest. So, you know, how about that? A lot of people were wondering, and I even got an email about this, if there was there any Tea Party candidate here. And no, that wasn't the case. There is no Tea Party candidate in this one. The runoff didn't have one versus the, you know, there was no scenario of mainstream Republican 11-time congressman going up against the Tea Party outsider. An outsider, but not a so-called Tea Party person. So how about that? Be fun to watch that, I think. Be fun to see what happens in the general election. Purdue and Kingston finished first and second in a seven-candidate field in the May Republican primary and beating out a bunch of more conservative candidates. So pretty interesting. It got pretty ugly in this race, too, by the way, and very personal. As they had a lot of attack ads, both of them had a lot of attack ads. They had money and had enough people pumping in money. So they certainly pushed it all out there in Atlanta. And that's it. So now somebody new, see if they beat the Democrat or what happens ultimately there. So we start off talking about Israel and the fact that the FAA is saying to the American Airlines, avoid it for at least another 24 hours. And I think then they're going to take a wait and see approach, whether or not that lifts in, because maybe they could extend that, which is what I already mentioned. And then swinging into what we're talking about now, I think the buzz in the backyard, besides flights, the Malaysian Air, the missile, the Russians, and what are we doing in this situation with the Russians, and why aren't we down Putin's throat more? Why do we let him dither around and we put up with it instead of slamming him? I don't believe that anybody is looking for that third world war, if possible. I don't think anyone is looking to see that happen anytime soon. That would be disastrous for all of us. And to what end? To what end? I think getting in Putin's face, absolutely. But not exacerbating the situation enough that it clicks in and starts another war. Oh, definitely not that. Don't want to see that. Often on Tuesday, we call it Tech Tuesday. And Zach asked me to mix this in because he asked me a question, as I have often held up my Apple iPhone on camera, and I've talked about, you know, having the whole iPhone thing and the odyssey that was, and things that have gone wrong this year, and how I've had to get a new iPhone, and it's the whole contract nightmare and everything else. But now with the iPhone, I mean, so I was thinking about this today. If they're on the 5, what will it go up to in my lifetime? Will it be, you know, will they just keep going? Will it be up to Apple 11S? I mean, of course. They're just going to keep pumping them out. But how about this? Apple asks suppliers to produce 80 million large screen iPhones. So I think because Samsung has those big phones, and some people like the bigger phone or hate the idea of trying to see on a smaller phone or text or any of that kind of stuff, they're going to try to make the bigger, badder, better large screen models and see if they can attract people that have similar phones. Like I said, the Samsung manufacturing, in the manufacturer of the Samsung, if they can suck that business away. And what you'll see is on those iPhones will go from the two large screen iPhones with a 4.7-inch and 5.5-inch displays is what they're saying. And guess what? They're going to be out in December. But by December 30th, so it's going to be really a New Year's thing. And they think this iPhone 6, which is significantly larger than the initial order last year between 50 million and 60 million versions of the iPhone 5S and 5C, where you had 4 inches. Now you're going to have the other size, which is 4.7 and 5.5. So people who want the bigger phone are going to go, if they think the technology is good, they'll go with Apple. But, boy, that is, that hasn't been their thing. Their thing is thinner, lighter, that kind of thing. The whole touch deal, all of that. So it might be a little bit more, will it be as durable? And they're talking about 120 million of these iPhones by the year end. 120 million. They made a request last year to prepare enough parts for a combined 90 million iPhones to actually give some slack in their supply chain. But for goodness sake, the way we live in this world, and the chief executive knows it, Tim Cook, people talk about it, line up, and are willing to stay outside overnight just to get one of the new phones. So I can't imagine the larger screen won't be able to find its home. But what I wonder is if people can jump, and they can, from Samsung, will they do that? Because if a lot of people drop off and they get the iPhones, boy, that could take a chunk out of their business. Because that was the one thing that they had going for them. It was different than the iPhone. It wasn't the iPhone, but hey, since this is Technology Tuesday, guess what we have? We've got the Apple version, and anytime you have the Apple version, especially anybody younger, they're going for Apple. They're going for Apple. They're not looking to jump into the competitor space. They want Apple if they can get Apple. So it may be a very big stroke of brilliance. It really might be. Because you probably have so many people that will line up and play the game. Play the Apple game. And that's what it is, the Apple game. Coming up on America Tonight, we swing into something completely different. It's been such a wide open hour that we're going to talk about some of the rulings with Obamacare. It's kind of a tale of, depending on the way you look at it, one win, one loss. Opposing rulings and rulings in favor that might have a pretty big effect coming up in this next year. Even a little ambiguity could be thrown into the middle of this. All right, we're going to talk about it. It's me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, moments from now.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Subsidies and Obamacare, because the big question is now what? How about this? A federal court threw out the subsidies. So think of the people who needed them, millions who were relying on that to afford health insurance under the ACA mandate. So what happens with these cost-saving tax credits? That was a big selling point. A D.C. federal appeals court ruled that, not so fast, $4.7 million. People can't bank on it now to buy insurance on the federal exchange, healthcare.gov. They say doing that is illegal. 9 in 10 people who enrolled in insurance plans when it first opened in enrollment period, got subsidies to lower the cost of care. So they paid an average of $69 for out-of-pocket premiums. These are the statistics from the Department of Health and Human Services. And the subsidies were available for those making up to 400% of the federal poverty level in 2014. What was the federal poverty level in 2014? It was about $94,000 for a family of four and 45,000 for individuals. So these tax credits are available state and on state and federal exchanges. But now that everything's been changed as of Tuesday, the 2-1 Halbig versus Burwell ruling says the federal exchanges subsidies aren't legal. The plaintiffs argue that the IRS acted without congressional approval in expanding the subsidies program into states that opted not to set up exchanges. Healthcare.gov was meant to serve in place of the state exchanges. So how about that? Six states, this will affect people in six states at least. And who is it a win for? The ruling is a win for states' rights, probably, because it strikes down the whole IRS rule. So people who have states for states are more expanded rights and the ability to act on their own. It's a win for states' rights and relief to some of the individuals anyway, some of the small businesses and employees who live in the 36 states that chose to opt out of the Obamacare insurance exchanges. Because the illegal rule would have cost employers fines, destroyed jobs, through some eyes they say that, and forced Americans to pay for insurance they don't want or need. Some would say, no, it's a short-sighted kind of thing, and it'll be reversed. But pay attention to this one, because the case will likely head to the Supreme Court. It'll likely head there. It's very clear what we're seeing. It's very clear that Congress intended all exchanges, obviously, including the federal exchange, to issue premium tax credits. And that's not happening. There are some loopholes in the law that make no sense unless federal exchanges have tax credits. It works solely on working that it's found in two subsections of the statute. It's so big. So what does it mean? It means for some people it's a win and for some people it's not good at all. The significant consequences for millions of people who get tax credits through federal exchanges and for health insurance markets, probably in even bigger terms, this is a rough blow. But the decision to strike it down when it comes to the law is probably dead on. It's probably dead on. And now people are scrambling again because they thought, okay, I can take this money, I'll get this money back. And they're jostling for position. And as to what the next move is and what is the next move. So get health insurance, woohoo! Think it's going to be covered, not have to pay outrageous premiums because you're not really making ends meet even remotely. And now they're in the middle of this mess. I mean, two-thirds of states said forget about it. Two-thirds. So do the people who got subsidies now have to bow down and pay them back, pay the health insurance back? So right now, no subsidies on the federal exchange if you went there. Of course, it's not open enrollment period again. It won't be till November, but... do people understand that it's a weird thing and things will move on from here to the future? I love when they try to clear that up. Like, 2 years from now, this situation won't look that bad. 2 years from now, Obamacare is going to look really good on you. Don't worry about it. And you're supposed to just trust that that's going to happen. I mean, come on. So all these people, and there's a ton of them, who got subsidies and felt pretty good about that. And some of them were really touting it, saying, yay, yay, yay for Obamacare. And here they're getting slapped in the face again because now how are they going to afford it? That means the insurance gets dropped. And this was part of the problem of Obamacare in the first place. You know, there's such a running theme here. And I don't care what your politics are, frankly. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever label you want to throw yourself underneath, of liberal, conservative, whatever. There is no strategy often coming out of this White House. It goes back to the whole enrollment period and the bungled mess that was. But people who are strictly applying for and getting those tax credits should get those tax credits. And now so many of them will lose them. And that's such a game changer. It's such a game changer for so many people. So big mistake, I think. They should have had a strategy in place in the first place. Then when they make big gestures and talk about what's going to happen, people understand if they say the words temporary. It's temporary. While we figure some things out, but we think it helps to have a master plan in place already. And talking about the legalities of the subsidies. It seems like the Affordable Care Act is on a bizarre death spring triangle where it's going down, and it's like three triangles actually going down, 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 and down. Eventually, it hits bottom. Eventually. One nugget to squish in here. Now, the tech experts working for the IRS say Lois Lerner's hard drive could not be destroyed. So, at first, no, it's gone. Couldn't get it. Couldn't retrieve it. No, everything else is gone on the website as well. So, House investigators said that the computer hard drive of Lois Lerner, who's a key figure, as you all know, in the IRS targeting scandal, was only scratched, not damaged, as so many people were, I guess, led to believe in that sense. So the Republican-led Ways and Means Committee investigators, in their quest to remove missing Lerner emails, learned her hard drive was damaged but recoverable by talking to IRS information technology experts. So how about that? That's huge that they're able to do that. Huge, 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 huge. And watching how it all unfolds is even crazier. It's just so unbelievable that we can never get a straight answer from the IRS and about this drive that's been held hostage. I don't get it. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, some of the odds and ends, some of the stranger things that happened across the U.S. and near and far in those nooks and crannies. I'm always fond of saying that. We're going to let you hear some of those bizarre stories. But if you want to throw in your two cents, the magic carpet awaits you, or the red version of it. Anyway, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in on some of the things that we've been talking about here. I mean, is there any doubt? Is there any doubt that it's been a rough road? It's been a rough road for all of us following with the scorecard what's going on with Lois Lerner. It seems to me that the only mystery, is how we can't get to the bottom of it sooner rather than later. And if they recover all that information, look out, I'll be curious as to where it goes. Where does it all end up? I know where we're going to end up. Hopping over the fence, and I'll meet you out front.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Straightaway and starting to make that first right turn. I thought it'd be fun, since we've really covered a lot of ground in this hour, kind of bopped in a couple of different directions, to throw in some odds and ends, meaning there's so much going on, and we know what the real buzz is, I think, around the country, which, by the way, some of the buzz on the lighter side has to be that NFL training camps opened up. And Johnny Manziel could be named and probably will be named the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns by the third preseason game. He's sold the most jerseys online at NFL.com. And as somebody said to me, not a surprise, because it's not necessarily everybody in Cleveland, although they might be buying them. It's the people at College Station that are snapping up the Johnny Manziel jerseys. So he's one of those guys, as we watch the NFL training camps now become part of the conversation, he's one of those guys, I think, that there's no in-between, right? He's either going to be just a huge success or a bust. I don't think there's any gray area. And we won't know the first year out, probably at least maybe by the second year we would know for sure. But I think Manziel has a crack at it. I think he's a crack, for sure. But he definitely has no equal when it comes to selling jerseys, because he's absolutely number one in the jersey category. So there's a little odd little fact for you, but part of the conversation for football fans or people who are loyal to their hometowns and have a favorite team are now gearing up for another year in the NFL, coming off of a lame Super Bowl where the Denver Broncos didn't show up, but the Seattle Seahawks were absolutely unstoppable. And now they're looking to try to make that a back-to-back affair for them. But I think there's a few teams that think that they could probably stop that. And speaking of sports for a second, although this isn't necessarily a sports deal at all, but I happened to catch this story of a typo in T-shirts. It's amazing what people will buy, right? So cyclists in Johannesburg, in the former South African president's honor on Sunday, wore T-shirts with one of his inspiring quotations, along with a typo in the word freedom. The T-shirt said, "The purpose of freedom is to create it for others," and freedom had, it was spelled D-O-O-M. And they sold about, I guess, 5,000 T-shirts, they say, with the typo. And they were made for this Freedom Ride, this 22-mile ride, which went through landmarks in Johannesburg and the Soweto area. And the spelling mistake was kind of a weird hiccup, but the cycling event was successful. They had riders upon riders upon riders, something like 8,000 to 9,000 showed up. And the ride was 2 days after the July 18th birthday of Mandela, who died in December, as we all know, at the age of 95. And here, what this was about was, sure, it was an honor of him, but was also promoting the idea there of commuter cycling and connecting to all these other communities in Johannesburg. Because remember, the whole thing with Johannesburg is you had the wealthy white suburbs and the poor black townships, and, you know, when that whole minority rule thing was going on, which ended in 1994, but there's still lots of problems in that area. Even though we don't always hear about them, there's definitely still plenty of sad stories to tell. I think that's so wild that they printed up the word and they had no idea what they spelled wrong. Isn't that brutal? Just printing out the T-shirts and freedom, and then you think of the word, you got doom in the middle of there. Doom, and you're getting on a bike. Some of them were getting on bikes to go 22 miles, and that's what was written inside the shirt. It's kind of a hidden word, maybe, perhaps. I'm not sure, but I thought it was kind of wild. And then there was this other story that popped up out of New Hampshire, and we've got a lot of friends in New Hampshire that listen to the show, and I have a lot of friends that actually live in New Hampshire. It's kind of a weird state politically. Somewhat libertarian, and I think slants in a couple of different directions. I guess the pie is kind of chopped up. But a New Hampshire woman called police after stopping in a highway median to help some stranded ducks, really ducklings, babies, get to safety, and she was given a ticket. So Haley Babu from Newfields, who was driving on 101, said she had to slam on her brakes to avoid hitting the ducklings, said the mother and several of the ducklings were hit by a car. The mother died. She could hear him peeping. She looked over, saw the whole thing. I mean, you get the deal here, right? So she called 911, got out of her car, captured the survivors, the little baby ducks, right? And a state trooper issued her a ticket for stopping in the median. Police say median stops are for emergencies, and they didn't consider this to be one. So the ducklings were actually taken off to a wildlife rescue in Maine, where one of them died, but some of them survived. So this 33-year-old woman is driving down the road. She sees this happen, decides, ugh, I can't stand this, pulls over, goes to help them, gets a $100 ticket. I don't know. Is that fair or foul, do you think? I'm going to say he should have just given her a warning. If he could clearly see what she was doing and nobody was hurt and she didn't cause any kind of a problem, I think it could cause a problem, especially in a congested area, but apparently it hadn't, then that should have, I think that should have just been able to stand, and she shouldn't have had to have a ticket for that. But I guess the cop figured, yeah, there's no brakes for anybody. So if you stop and you get out of the car and this is what's happening, then you are getting that ticket no matter what. And then there's finally this thing that's so strange. A couple of years ago, I want to say 3 years ago, for the first time ever, as many times as I've driven by it or been on the other side of it, I walked and then ran the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's very cool to do it. It is. It's a cool thing to do. People are biking on one side, taking pictures, walking, all kinds of people. Now, all of a sudden, at the top of it, there's some white flags that replace the U.S. flag that was on the bridge. So people are wondering, what is that about? Why do we have white flags instead of the American flags that are always on that bridge? I mean, this is an iconic bridge that opened in 1883. But now just these white flags. Now, apparently, if you got really, really close to it, it appeared to be the Stars and Stripes with the color bleached out. Since then, since people noticed it and they were taping it and people were calling and tweeting about it, they took it down. They took it down and restored it with red, white, and blue ones. The Deputy Commissioner for Intelligence and Counterterrorism, because of course that had to be checked out, says it's probably somebody's art project or maybe somebody's attempt at making some kind of a statement. Ooh. Some kind of a statement is kind of eerie. What does that mean? But it was very strange just to see what looked like white flags anyway. And here's my other question, where were the American flags? I guess they were saying they were and they just were fading. But it didn't seem to me too long ago that was a brilliant flag up there. Someone wonder if they switched it out or not. And that bridge, by the way, is prime real estate and a prime target for terrorism. So they monitor that sucker like nobody's business. And they're talking about increasing more patrols and more cameras on the bridge. Ba-dum-bum. So here's my 2 cents. I'm going to give you some advice. If you go to New York, here's what you need to see. 3 things. The Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty, and walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. Food for thought.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.